Hello everyone, it's Mike Zero, Echo Bravo Papa, with another Efficient Bytes podcast. This podcast I'm going to cover another Nano VNA application called Nano VNA Controller. I'm going to go through the installation steps I took and then demonstrate a sweep, and that will give you an idea of how the app works and what can be done with it. I have a Windows 11 machine here and my Nano VNA connected. I'm using NVDA and the Chrome browser. You can get Nano VNA controller from GitHub. And if you put into your favorite search engine, Nano VNA as one string, dash controller, GitHub. And if you want to include the author's name, Bruce Mac. And Mac is Mike Alpha Charlie Kilo. I'm going to turn on my VNA now. And that was the window sound to say that it had made connection. So I downloaded the zip file and pressed enter on it, and the computer revealed the archive containing three files. I highlighted them and copied them to the clipboard. I then used Windows key R for run.
Run dialog, type the name of a program, folder, document or internet resource, and Windows will open it for you. Open. Combo box collapsed. Edit Alt plus O selected C.
And you may have picked up from there that I've got C colon backslash, although NVDA didn't read that fully. That's still in the run dialog box because it's what I used last, so I'm going to press enter.
Windows, C. Items view list. Nano VNA controller not selected, 1 of 5.
And I'll tap the spacebar on that.
Space. Selected.
Okay, so I pressed Shift Control N to create the folder and I called it Nano VNA dash controller, as you just heard. And then once I'd created it, I pressed enter on it and opened it.
Items view list. Static not selected, 1 of 5.
I then obviously pasted the contents from the clipboard into this folder with Control V. I then pressed Shift Control N again and I created a folder called User Config Files, separated by dashes. And then I undertook two more tasks here. I opened the config ini file.
User config config 3 of 5. Config notepad. Text editor edit multi-line default.
I obviously pressed enter on the config ini file and it opened up notepad. And cursor down one.
Workda equals C, Nano VNA controller user config files.
There, NVDA read. Work dir, or dir, work directory equals. And then I typed C colon backslash nano VNA hyphen controller backslash user config files. You do need to edit this line because by default it has forward slash TMP. I don't know what Windows would do with that. It's probably just disregard it because Windows uses backslashes, not forward. And it has no drive letter.
Listen host equals localhost.
Listen host, localhost, you don't need to edit that.
Listen port equals 8081.
And you can choose what port number to use. And by default, it's 8081 or 8081. Then I obviously close the file once I've entered the work directory.
Nano VNA controller. Items view list. Config 3 of 5.
And of course, it prompted me to save it, which I obviously did. But as I didn't edit anything this time round, it didn't prompt me to save it. Then I cursored down to the executable.
NanoFNA controller 5 of 5.
And I pressed the applications key, the letter N for November, which jumps straight to the send to group, and then the letter D for create desktop shortcut. So that's all I needed to do, then I closed the window. Having done that, the VNA is on, so let's press enter on the shortcut.
Folder view list. Recycle bin not selected, 1 of 6.
I minimized Windows to bring me onto the desktop. Press N for Nano VNA controller.
N. NanoFNA controller 3 of 6.
Press enter.
NanoFNA controller terminal blank. Nano VNA controller. Version 3. Running from C. Nano VNA controller. Base directory C. Nano VNA controller. Working directory is C. Nano VNA controller user config files. Listen port is 8081. Configured USB port is COM3. Found USB port COM3. Star running on http://localhost8081/. Press Ctrl plus C to quit.
And all those messages are useful, reminding you how to access the VNA, what settings have been made, and it found COM3 as the serial port. I found on my Windows 10 machine it gave me 3 COM port settings, and it was the last one that was the actual COM port. But of course, if in any doubt, then run the device manager and look it under ports and LPT. So I'm going to minimize the window.
Folder view list. NanoFNA controller 3 of 6.
I'm going to press G for Google Chrome.
G. Google Chrome 5 of 6. New tab Google Chrome. Toolbar. Address and search bar editors autocomplete control plus LA.
And I type http://localhost:8081, and it will probably autocomplete because I've already done that a few times.
http://localhost:8081 selected instead.
I'm going to press the right arrow key just to accept that autocomplete.
Blank. localhost:8081 unselected. Nano VNA controller. Tab selected, sweep tab, complex sweep tab, calibration tab, administration tab, status tab, about. Heading level 1 sweep panel. Calibration preset combo box collapsed 0, start frequency in megahertz, edit end frequency in megahertz, edit step in megahertz, edit button sweep.
Okay, so NVDA read quite a bit of stuff there. We need to check from the admin tab that COM3 is selected, and from memory it seems to recall the last port it was connected to, and COM3 was in the edit field, but by default it was COM6, and I just had to change that to COM3.
Administration tab 4 of 6.
I'll press space on that.
Space. Select administration property page, administration panel, heading level 1, serial port, edit COM3.
There we go, it is on COM3, so no need to change anything, but you must make sure that this reads to the same number that Windows provided your VNA.
Navigation tabs tab control. Administration tab selected 4 of 6. Complex sweep tab selected 2 of 6.
I had to tab around to get onto the tabs.
Complex sweep property page, complex sweep panel heading level 1, calibration preset combo box collapsed 0, start frequency in megahertz, start frequency in megahertz, edit end frequency in megahertz, end frequency in megahertz, edit step in megahertz, step in megahertz, edit sweep button.
Okay, so NVDA read all of the page.
Calibration preset combo box 0 collapsed.
I press tab, and the first control we get to is to select which of the calibration settings you want to use. I have calibrated my VNA using this app, and I allowed it to call that calibration 0. And I calibrated from top band down to 30 megahertz.
Nano VNA controller document. Complex sweep property page. Start frequency in megahertz, edit blank.
And I press tab to go to this start frequency, and I'm going to put
3.5.
3.5.
End frequency in megahertz, edit has auto complete blank.
And I'm going to put 3.8.
3.8. Step in megahertz, edit has auto complete blank.
In the frequency step, I'll put 0.125.
Sweep button.
I'll press the space bar. I'll press T to go to the table.
Complex sweep result table with 4 rows and 3 columns. Complex sweep result caption.
And I'll arrow down into the table.
Row 1, column 1.
I'll hold the Control and Alt key and cursor down.
Row 2 VSWR.
And the heading here at the beginning of the row is VSWR. I'll cursor right whilst holding the Control and Alt key.
3.500 best match, column 2 1.00 best match.
And it's the best match, and it read the frequency and the VSWR.
3.675, column 3, 1.00. Edge of table, 1.00.
So we just have the two readings there. I'm going to left arrow to where it says VSWR again.
3, column 1, VSWR.
Whilst holding the Control and Alt key, and I'm going to down arrow.
Row 3, Real Z.
Real Z, Real Z.
3.500 best match, column 250.00.
And the Real Z was 50.0.
3.675, column 350.00.
I'll go back to the left.
Column 1, Real Z.
And cursor down. I'm still holding the Control and Alt key.
Row 4, Mag Z.
Imagine Z.
3.500 best match, column 2 minus 0.00.
Minus 0.0.
3.675, column 3, 0.00.
That is Nano VNA controller in a nutshell. I'm going to Alt F4 to come out of Google Chrome.
NanoFNA controller terminal.
I'm on the terminal, and I'll do Control C to exit that. My thoughts about this application: it is nice and easy to use. However, the installation process is a little bit involved. There is no confirmation that you are actually connected to your VNA. It's not like a button or a switch to toggle connect and disconnect. And the complex sweep only contains 3 values, and the Nano VNA certainly provides a lot more than those 3 sets of data relating to the frequency that you choose. It's fully accessible in its basic state, and is quite usable. So without further ado, I'll say 73 from Mike Zero Echo Bravo Papa.